turn our attention to worship tonight. I know that you all can read. You're big people. But I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. To settle in. First of all, if you are visiting with us, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's good to have you here. And as you continue to settle in, as you let the Spirit rest upon you, listen for these words. Tonight, everyone searches for Bethlehem. On this night when the darkness comes so close, we listen in the stillness for the songs of the angels. And like shepherds, we aren't too sure what's happening, but we are expectant and we long deeply for miracles. Tonight, we pray that we might know the one who we are seeking. Tonight, may we kneel like kings before that which is greater than any kingdom on earth. Tonight, may we see the Holy Family that we are part of. And may we hear the music that reminds us of our truest home. My friends in Christ, there are truly angels among us this night. Let us give thanks. Will you join me in prayer? In the silence of these moments, whisper your joy, which has come into the world this night. And in the music and in the carol, sing to us of the grace that fills us this night and in all of the days to come. In the words we hear, speak to us that birth which brings new life to each and every one of your children, Lord. And in the company of friends and families, of strangers and new acquaintances, gather us together so that we may be your holy family in this place at this time. In the love and the hope which is given to us, we ask now that you send us out to tell the good news to all for whom this is not the most wonderful time of the year. Remind us, Lord, that in all places and in all times, your angels are among us. Hear our prayer. Amen.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the shadows of death, a light has dawned. Jesus Christ is our life and light. In Christ's name, welcome. In Christ's grace, let us worship God on this holiest of nights. On this most silent night,
we come our hopes and dreams joining those of Mary and Joseph.
On this nights of carols and candlelight,
we come our joyous songs joining the choirs of Mary and Joseph.
On this night, we come to the babe of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
remembering the Sundays of waiting with expectation that bring us to this night. We light the candles of hope, of peace, of joy, and the candle of love. Tonight we light Christ's candle to proclaim that out of love for the world, God dispelled the darkness forever through the birth of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. May the Lord Jesus Christ take all darkness out of our hearts, now and forever.
We begin with such great hopes, such great dreams. We are going to be better, to treat others more fairly, to love more deeply. But we come to the manger once again, knowing our feelings, our failings, and aware of our brokenness. Let us confess to the one who comes that our lives might be made new.
Wondrous God.
So how much does God love us? God loves us enough to send the divine heart and hope and spirit to us, not ever to condemn us, but to save us.
Let us pray. God of all time and every place, as you came into one specific place at one particular time, be near to us in our time and our place. Come as near to us as our own breath. Come in word, come in sacrament, come in any way you choose. May your word strike us with fearsome awe as it struck those shepherds. And then, God of grace, may your word quiet our fears as well and lead us as it has led them to the child of Bethlehem. Amen. Our reading this morning from the Old Testament, or I should say this evening from the Old Testament, is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. And if you want to follow along in the Pew Bible, it will be found on page 638. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Here ends this reading.
Hear the beauty of these old, old words come to life again on this night. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. And Joseph went along from the town of Nazareth in Galilee of Judea to the city of David, that was called Bethlehem, because he had descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came that she would deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in bands of cloth. She laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, and they were keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy, for to all people is born this day in the city of David a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you that you will find that child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And then suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among all whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and let's see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste, and they found Mary, and they found Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all of these words, and she pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as they had been told. The grass withers, the flowers fade, the wonderful word of our Lord lasts forever. Thanks be to God.
Two folks coming to Bethlehem town.
Knock, knock, knocking upon that door.
No.
the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, the bumbling, adorable, wingless Clarence, angel second class, shows up. Not in a church while the people are singing or praying, not around a dinner table filled with family and friends who have come together to celebrate the holiday. He doesn't even show up in the old building and loan site. Angel, second class Clarence, shows up, as most of you know, on a bridge over a river where a man at the end of his rope is ready to put an end to all of the terrible pain and humiliation that he's enduring. But there was that one night, at least one angel with him. And on a night long, long ago, a host of heavenly angels appeared to many who were desperate also to hear some good news. Shepherds, the Bible calls them. We can call them what we want. But some in their day thought of them as thieves, as liars. They were those boys who were on the lowest rung of the social ladder. They were actually banned from coming into town by city ordinances. They couldn't even come into holy places because, as you might imagine, if you have been out working with the sheep all day long, not only do you smell, you're dirty. They stayed in this perpetual state of uncleanliness. And as you and I know, during those times, rituals were all about being clean. They couldn't even have come into the temple if they'd wanted to hear the scriptures. About those shepherds, Fred Buechner once wrote, "You know, you spend enough time in the fields, shunned by decent people and by religious folk, disappointed by God or overwhelmed by grief, and you know, shepherds, they just start caring that they stop caring that they are considered outsiders. They give up on trying to get on the inside of religion or to even reach out to God or simply to get on with life, whatever that means. They become desperate." Buechner goes on to say, "But God does not give up on them. God sends angels to people who have given up on God." Jumping from a bridge because of life's cruelties didn't appear to be in the shepherd's stars that night. Nonetheless, I imagine that all of the ways that they were treated, all of the ways that people looked at them, had them desperate for some kind of good news. The kind of news that we continue to need to hear. The promise that even as heavenly angels heralded in the birth of our Lord, that God continues to send unwinged human angels into our lives that bring the Lord's promise to be in and with and among all of us for all time, especially during those times when we might feel that kinship with shepherds, a little left out, a little lonely. Angels among us who, as they live out the way the Lord lives, have become for us the hands, the Lord's hands, his feet, his voice, his heart. There are angels truly among us. And I want you to take just a moment and turn and look at someone right now. There are angels among us. There is an angel sitting next to you tonight. But let's be honest that sitting here tonight, most likely none of us can feel that true down deep desperation of lost hope or the humiliation of being shunned, but maybe we can. But also sitting here tonight, I would imagine that there are so many of us who have been on the receiving end of good news, who have felt the presence of those holy and heavenly angels who have surrounded us at one time or another. And most certainly, I suspect that we have seen the faces of our Lord's human angels sent to us when we most needed it. Have you ever found yourself in need of care great enough to make a hospital bed your home for a while? Or have you set up camp in a hospital waiting room praying for a loved one or a friend or perhaps even a stranger? Have you ever had to weigh a decision that for you and your family is going to be a really good deal, but not so great for others? Have you ever felt the emptiness of being alone as this crazy world that we live in races on and on around us? Or are you part of that crazy world that's racing around you and yet you still find yourself feeling alone? The good news is that in all places, in all times, in all circumstances, there are angels among us. But lest we forget that while angels are good news to us, they are but the messengers of the good news of Jesus Christ, born not just to befriend us in times of need or times of rejoicing, but the Christ who has come to us, born into this world to save us from ourselves, to turn us back into that relationship that God wants for us and with us. Remember all the way back to creation. In God's original birthing plan for all of us, we were to care for God's beautiful world. We were to love and to enjoy God forever. Well, that relationship was broken. We're sinful. At times we're sorrowful. At times we are angry. At times, unfortunately, we are filled with hate. There are times when we experience hopelessness. There are times when we simply feel out of touch with the very one who gave us life with the touch of his breath. But the truth of the gospel, our good news this night, is that Christ is born anew, in every place and every time, born again in those times when we most need to have hope in our lives, born anew every time you and I give thanksgiving to God for those angels that cross our paths because we believe that God sent them to us. It's easy to say, "Oh, Denise called me today, and that made me feel much better." We take that a step farther and we say, "Thank you, God, for having Denise call me today." There are angels among us that God sends our way. And I have to be honest, there have been many shepherds in my life who have crossed my path, and I suspect there are going to be many more. Sometimes I treat them as the angels did that night. Unfortunately, I don't always do that. And so I ask for forgiveness, and I ask for yet another opportunity for God to put someone in front of me who needs to hear the hope and the joy of Christ's birth, of his life, his death, and most certainly his resurrection. Someone who needs to hear that salvation comes through this gift that we receive tonight in a tiny child. I believe that God doesn't give up on us any more than God gave up on those shepherds long ago, or sinners or outcasts. God cares for them. God cares for you and for me. God cares for those who are here, who are completely confident that God's angels are among us tonight. And God even cares for those of you who perhaps got dragged to this service tonight because, well, that's just what the family does. You are here for a purpose. You are here for a reason. The gospel promises us that Christ, the good news, is born tonight and every time when you most need to hear that there is hope. There are angels among us tonight. When you leave this place, I'm going to invite you to do what you did a moment ago. I'm going to invite you to look into the faces of one of your angels and to say, thank you, God, for sending my way. Thank you, God, for sending that angel my way. I want to leave us tonight with these beautiful lyrics from an old country song by one of my favorite bands, Alabama. There are angels among us. But I'm doing this with one undeniable caveat, and that is that these angels that are sent to us are good news, but their ministry, whoever your angel on earth is, their ministry is to point to the one who is the good news, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In all times and in all ways, for those angels that God sends to cross your path, thank God. I was walking home from school on a cold winter day, took a shortcut through the woods, and I had lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared, and I was alone, but then there was a kind old man who took my hand, and he led me home. Mama couldn't see him. Oh, but he was standing there, and I knew in my heart he was an answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe that there are angels among us sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, and to guide us with the light of God's love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there was always someone to come along and to comfort me. A kind word from a stranger, someone to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say, I understand. But ain't it kind of funny? At the end of the dark road, that someone lights the way with just that single ray of God's hope. They wear so many faces. They show up in the strangest places to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe that there are angels among us sent down to us from God above. They come to you and to me in our darkest hours. And I'm going to add, in our joyful hours. They show us how to live. They teach us how to give. And they guide us with the light of God's love. Thanks be to God for heavenly angels, for angels without wings. Thanks be to God for the person sitting next to you, the person in front of you, behind you. That person is one of God's angels. Amen.
Let us all stand and affirm in unison the Christmas affirmation which is found in your bulletin.
We affirm that Jesus was born of a woman, as is every child, yet born of God's power as just as another child. In the person and work of Jesus, God himself, in the human life, undergathered but not confused, distinguished but not separated, the coming of
Please be seated. God, creator of all life, made us in his image and sent his son to share our flesh. Tonight, as we celebrate the glad time of his birth, we pray that Christ's love may be born anew in us. Let the giving of God's great love inspire your heart to give with thanksgiving through your gifts and offerings.
When that was in the sight to end.
give these gifts in recognition of Jesus, a tiny babe who from humble birth was created great in your light. Thank you, God, for your pure, unbounded love, wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger, a gift so great to share that it could not be contained. Let the joy we feel in our hearts overflow in unending praise. Amen.
The Lord's invitation to you tonight. Come as you are. Bring all of your emptiness and your fullness. Bring all of your conflict. Bring all of your peace. Bring all of your laughter. Bring all of your tears. Bring all of your hopes. And yes, even bring all of your despair. Bring the innumerable pieces that make up your lives, those that fit together well and those that will never fit together. Come and bring all of those pieces to Christ. Present them with the confidence that He will take all of those pieces broken, those pieces that are whole, and He will knit them back together into one unified whole and holy. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Ever creating God, this is the night that your heart burst open with joy. This is the evening that your grace pours out from heaven. This is that moment when you come to make all things new. You shaped light out of the shadows of chaos. You molded your children from the earth. You made for life with us in a garden. We ran away, though, into the wilds of the world, believing that we were wiser than you and that we could make our own way. Yet your love never failed us. Your compassion has never been taken from us, and you, Lord, would never abandon us. You brought us out of slavery into that land of promise and hope, and you sent your prophets to speak to us of your disappointment in us and yet to remind us of your dreams for us. Your love for us was so passionate that you sent your only Son to become one of us that we might be one with you again. And so on this night when the heavens reach down to caress creation with healing, we join the angel choirs who sing your glory and with your people in every place and in every time, caroling the good news which is ours.
Is who you are, and blessings come in Jesus Christ, your child of grace. Finding no warm welcome at his birth, he knew the coldness of others at his death also. Born in the crude confines of a barn, he knew the suffering of your children, sent to be your word made flesh. He calls us to follow him into your kingdom, proclaimed by the prophet as our Prince of Peace. He died in the depths of human violence. By his death and resurrection, you have given new life to all creation. So as we gather on this holiest of nights, we proclaim that mystery we call faith.
Lord, we lift the blessed and the broken bread as Jesus did on the night of his arrest, symbolizing his body given for us. And we pour the blessed and the flowing cup as Jesus did on that night of his arrest, symbolizing his blood shed for us. We believe that salvation has come and we are one with Christ. And so pour out your Spirit upon us, wonderful Counselor, and upon the gifts that you have given us. And as we taste the promise of the feast that our Lord has prepared for us in the kingdom, may we live for him and serve his children as we have been served by the child named Jesus. This we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying,
Most gracious God, source of all blessing, we give you thanks for inviting us to share this meal as your family. Strengthen us to be a blessing to one another and a blessing to all the world, glorifying you in all things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jesus is the light of the world, and as his followers, we are called to receive his light and then to carry him into the darkness of today. And from this light, may God's love for humanity, may the love that forgives and transforms, may the love that overcomes division and creates understanding, may the love that brings the blessing of peace, watch the light grows as each of us receives and shares the light of Christ. Listen to these words of hope. Night has fallen and the stars are shining. Somewhere a baby is being born. And tonight the world blazes in a love of goodness, which glory streams from heaven afar, where God is meeting us this night, meeting us right where we are. So don't be afraid. Be of good cheer and joy. We wish each and every one of you not just a Merry Christmas, but we wish you the hope that comes with the light of Christ, the salvation of the world that was born on this night and is born over and over again, each and every night. So rest for your journey, because the angels are going to sing us out of here. Amen.